This week's episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by chocolate pudding. Eat it, wash it, bathe in it, enjoy it. Find chocolate pudding at a store near you. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 125.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we give you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're happy that you are joining us. Please check out our website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. And everybody, the podcast awards are upon us. Shut up, monkeys. This is where you can get all of you and your little monkeys and minions to vote for us, or Ooh. Right now to nominate us in the podcast awards and all of our other podcasts that we have as part of Noodle Mix Network. We'd love it if you would nominate this podcast, The Ramen Noodle, for comedy. But then we also have other podcasts that especially we want our Once podcast nominated for entertainment. But we have more than that. So go to cleancomedypodcast.com and you can watch a cool video with my face on it that explains exactly, cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards. I forgot that. I got distracted by the thought of my cool face in the video.
I was busy trying to figure out how that and clean went together.
Just call me Cool Face Daniel.
Oh, snap.
So go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards. So you can find out how you can nominate our podcasts in the awards and which podcasts to nominate where and all of that junk. Yeah, because we'd like it if we'd get in there. And I think really our other podcasts have a chance again to make it in. So we would like that.
What? That time.
I was saying it slow for those who like delayed gratitude.
What?
Exactly.
No. No.
It's kind of like...
No. Well, I've simply decided that probably everything you're going to say for the next, 45 minutes to an hour is wrong. And I'm just going to tell you no every time you speak.
Okay.
No.
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 Jeremy, are you smart?
The trap.
Funny stuff from the last week or so. I went to the dentist again.
No, is that your favorite place now?
Yeah, I just love the little stuff they give me. It makes me so happy. But no, I don't have any dentist stories to tell. But I did go to the dentist again.
Did you get another picture of some stinking thing shoved in your face and you looking like you got smacked in the head by an alien device?
I was so tempted to take a picture of myself, but
I'm glad you didn't. Thank you for sparing us.
But I figured there's not anything exciting this time. It's just same thing as before. Same face, same stupid stuff they stick in my mouth.
Plus your face was already on a video.
Yeah, that's right. cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards. But what I do have to share is from this thing that we're going to in our church called a small group. It's where a bunch of small people get together in a group they, do Christian things.
Hey, wait a second. This smacks of a rerun.
No. This is my random noodle update.
Oh.
Not
Is anybody going to scream?
Maybe. Aren't you on edge now?
A little bit.
Well, this particular group that we go to...
Let me take a drink of water while I get ready to scream in response to the scream.
This particular group that we go to likes to sing before we eat dinner and before we pray. But they also like to hold hands while singing and praying. And holding hands in a Christian group is always awkward. I mean, holding hands just with anybody except someone you have romantic feelings
it's
for.
It's awkward because you make it awkward.
That's kind of what I was going to say.
Well, it doesn't have to be awkward. It's all in your head.
Here's the
Daniel, it's all in your head, you know.
Someone was holding hands in your head? That is awkward.
The hard part is, since being married, when I hold the hand of my loved one, Jenny, just in case anyone wasn't sure, Jenny is my wife. One.
Yeah, sometimes it's in question.
When I hold her hand, sometimes I'll squeeze or I'll do the finger rub thing or the whatever, the thing that's just kind of like, I love you, I like holding your hand.
He signs I love you into her hand when they're holding hands.
Yeah, it's not like drawing an X of where Katniss should shoot the arrow. Not at all like that. This is something completely different.
You know what? I might use that now when I'm angry at you. I'll just take your hand and I'll draw an X on it. And then I'll leave.
And then put it on his forehead.
Well, what happened recently at one of these things was... I mixed up my right hand and my left hand.
Oh.
And suddenly felt extremely awkward.
What did you do?
Whose hand were you holding?
I don't remember now. It was a guy's hand.
And you thought it felt like Jenny's?
Oh my gosh. No,
it's just, I mixed up the hands.
Well, no wonder you think it's awkward.
And you do awkward things.
Make it awkward. This dude
just
seems to be enjoying holding my hand a little too much.
So I just kind of like tried to, well, I stopped almost right away.
Probably you started the squeeze wave and he squeezed the hand of the person on his other side and it just went around the circle.
The squeeze wave. Boop, 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 boop. Is that what squeezing sounds like?
Yep, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Boop.
So that was my awkward moment. Jeremy, what's your random noodle update?
I was on this podcast and Daniel told this awkward story. But I think that was my story last week.
Yeah, it was. Only it wasn't.
Aww. No, I had some checks to deposit at the ATM. I should call it an ATM machine just so you'll play your little redundant sound clip. Wait for it. Too slow. Anyway, so it was inside.
That's redundant!
Thanks. It was an ATM that was inside a larger store. And I basically never wear my earphones when I'm somewhere in public because I think it's kind of rude, maybe, usually. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, in this case, I did. And it's probably a good thing because I'm at the ATM and I'm usually a little overly cautious anyway. So somebody's walking behind me. I'm kind of looking at those little mirrors on the ATM and the person walks on by. Next thing I know, I hear a voice right behind me says something about money. And I thought somebody was just like making a weird crack about, oh, getting money. And I was like, because let's face it, around here that might actually happen. But it freaked me out. I turn around and it was somebody I knew.
Oh, I was thinking it's going to be some bum or something.
The thing is, he told me after that that what he actually said was, I think he asked me for money. And one of two things could have happened if I had not had my earphones in and been listening to music. I could have recognized his voice and not freaked out so bad, but I think what might have actually happened is he would have just scared me, and I probably would have killed him.
And then oh, Jeremy my. Runs.
Never do that again.
Don't ever. Daniel, we've talked about this.
We talked about this.
Oh, yeah. I have to stop with the screaming.
You have to stop with the screaming. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm really glad that I chose to, for some reason, wear earphones and not kill my friend.
You hurt people in the chat room with your shrill scream.
I was imitating what Jeremy might sound like when someone comes up and asks him for money.
I think Jeremy's voice would be a little deeper than that.
Yeah, true. Probably. That and there'd probably like a be bird. An, oh my gosh, added to that.
No, it'd be, oh gosh. Like Jeremy does.
Oh, wow. Here's where I get to hear imitations of myself.
They're suggesting in the chat room.
You forgot the ripping of flesh. No. Oh.
What was that?
I don't know what ripping of flesh would sound like.
I'm glad to know that. Even with Studio C,
I don't know what that sounds like.
No.
Ooh. Okay.
No, sorry. Never ripped flesh around here.
I guess people go to Studio C intact.
I don't even eat rotten flesh, but I did discover that I can feed it to the dog.
You can feed it to the dogs.
Yeah. Minecraft, that is.
Minecraft. Yeah,
it's very good for training dogs.
It should have sounded weirder to me faster that you said I don't even eat rotten flesh.
Only when I'm really hungry do I eat it.
Yeah, and then it kills you.
It might poison you. It might be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
So you didn't like offer to hold this guy's hand, or he offered to hold your hand while you're getting your money.
We had to make the story a little more awkward.
Here, that looks difficult for you. Let me hold my hand while you do it.
Let me hold my hand.
that would look like this.
Here, could you do this for me while I hold my own hand?
It's the victory thing, you know. Yay! You did the ATM all by yourself. Yay!
Homeschool handshake. Homeschool high five.
No, what's totally not true about that is homeschoolers are usually not alone. They've got about 25 other brothers and sisters who can high five with them
in a circle.
I was homeschooled, so I can make jokes about homeschoolers.
Yeah, and I like my homeschooler.
As
previously mentioned,
we already did that one. Jenny, what's your random noodle update?
I dreamed a dream.
Was it that something about content of people's wallets and not by their character or something like that?
You just reminded me of a song and I would sing, but the chat room's been really mean to me about singing.
Oh, sing.
I'm not going to. I want feedback though. Random singing or no random singing?
I say random singing and my vote counts twice.
Your vote? Oh, good.
So, Jenny.
Everybody's vote times two. That'd be me.
Jenny, what's your random little update?
Okay, on Saturday night, I dreamed, oddly enough, about Jeremy.
Awkward. This is just like the awkward episode of awkwardness.
Well, I dreamed that it was Valentine's Day.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm getting even more awkward. And I dreamed that I was over at Jeremy's, and we had some friends over. And if you don't stop, I'm going to do something. So Jeremy handed out these Valentine's Day presents, and...
Like I do.
Like you do.
Yeah, the little Superman Valentine's card. Would you be my Valentine?
So, after receiving said Valentine's Day gift, I hugged Jeremy, which I've never done. And then the dream went on. I had to go home and stuff, blah, 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 blah. And so, on Sunday morning, I was in the car telling Daniel about this dream, and I was like, I should hug Jeremy this morning, make my dream come true. So then I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. So I decided just to keep it to myself and share it with all of you.
That's awesome. Then you're all like, I had a dream about you, and I'm not telling you till the ramen noodle.
I did. And now you feel all awkward.
Awkward. Lucy had a dream about me, too.
She always dreams about you. She loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I think it's... Well, I wouldn't want to accuse you of being the source of the dreams that cause her to release gas when she's at my feet.
What?
Lucy, I assume.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, let's not talk about our personal lives. Not that that happened. You're going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, that story totally wasn't true about you, Jenny, because you don't sleep at my feet.
No, I don't.
Oh, man.
She did when she proposed to me, though. She, like, pulled the covers off my feet.
No, my name is not Ruth, and you are not Boaz.
That's a Christian joke. I think that should be the episode title. Well, we got some funny stuff in from you guys, our listeners.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Remember last week we got a voicemail in from two kids who said they were from England?
No, they were from Neverland because they sounded like the Lost Boys.
Well, there, a couple questions were raised. One, was one of them a girl? And we always raise that question whenever any two people call in. Just so you know, we always wonder, was one of them a girl? Just, you know, to be genderly balanced. The different from gingerly balanced.
I thought you said gingerly. I was like,
whatever. I'm not sure you have any balance at all. So continue.
The other thing we wondered was, are they really from England?
Oh.
And after the podcast, I started doing some digging. I dug all the way down to England and I dug around in our special.
Studio C.
Yes, and Studio C has a super secret archive.
You creeper!
Not anymore.
And in that archive, I managed to find some information about Minecrafters 3 and discovered that they are not from England.
Well, you can't be certain of that.
They must have either been listening to the live show.
Maybe they're visiting.
Or they're telepathic or something, because they then sent in this voicemail.
Hi, Minecrafters 3 back again, and we heard you play our recording on the podcast last week, and we were laughing our heads off. Thanks for saying that we sound happy, and yes, I'm a girl, and we really aren't from England.
England, yeah. So, we like the ice.
We're from the US.
Yes.
But anyway, you know us.
You got us.
And we still love your podcast, so keep up the good work. Bye.
That's so fun that they just call in and put on a random accent.
Awesome. Go ahead and do it anyway. I like it.
Our English correspondents. Which I guess
you got us.
Most of our voicemail we'll comes in as English.
Faux Englanders. F-A-U-X.
Faux Englanders. Faux Brits.
Faux.
Not Fox Englanders?
Huh?
Did you just work that out in your head just now?
It took me a while because it's not.
For so long, I thought that's how it was pronounced.
Nope.
Oh, gosh.
Faux.
Like, even when I became.
It's not Fox Pass. It's faux pas.
I'd never heard someone pronounce it. Well, I heard faux pas, but I thought it was spelled like F-O-P-A or something. And even when I became a designer and was working.
F-O-P-A.
P-A.
Yeah.
Faba.
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 The Future Organization Protesters of America. Even when I was a designer and working with Photoshop, there was this little button that would apply a bold to a font. Yeah, to a font that even if it didn't have a bold style to it, it would make it bold anyway. And it was called the Fox Bold button.
Oh, gosh.
I remember seeing that and thinking, Fox Bold. I don't know why they call it Fox Bold, but.
Wow. That's kind of hilarious.
Kind of hilarious.
Kind of hilarious.
We got some more content or feedback emails, voicemails, stuff in from our listeners. But before I move on to those, I want to tell you how you can send us your funny stuff. Please email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. Or you can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab over on the right side and record a message right from your computer. Now, we got a couple emails in from some people that I'm going to read to you. This came in from Mary Ray. She says, "Hey, Daniel, Jenny, and Jeremy.
Hey.
So the other day in French, we were learning new words when suddenly she said this." I don't know who the she is.
"The instructor." Of course.
Dukes. Well, it's probably
Duke. Oh, gosh. No, why is this happening?
Give it to me.
It's a trap.
Give it to me.
It's a trap.
Give it to me.
It's that on the screen.
Oh, gosh.
It's dear.
Wow.
Babies dance ichi choot. Or Jeremy, you try and pronounce
no,
it.
No, that's good enough.
I'll try. No, I won't. I know. I have a French speaking friend. That first word looks like dear.
And how would your French speaking friend pronounce this?
I don't know. She's so very French, and I'm so very not.
Yeah, bébés, danse, si, chut. That's what an Italian person sounds like when they're trying to speak French. Oh, wait, this is French. I got to speak it like French. Yeah, bébés, danse,
chut. You don't sound like you're speaking your normal French.
Now we've got to clean up all your sick.
Anyway. Whatever that is, that's what this says. So after she told us what she meant, and I started laughing my bum off, she opened a drawer right next to me and said, "Chut!" again. She said to us,
"Bless you.
There are two babies in the drawer. Shh." She went to Toys R Us. LOL. Thought you would enjoy this. Thanks for the epic podcast. Bye.
Bye.
I found it.
So why would there be babies in the drawer?
I don't
babies
understand.
In the drawer. Babies in the drawer. Looking, speaking French like a fool with your babies in the drawer.
Oh, gosh. Is that what the French do with their children?
Yes. Because the garlic bread gets to stay on the bed. And so does the butter.
I lived in that drawer for the first 6 years of my life. That was slightly German as well as French, but I don't even know.
French and...
French.
Or church.
Shush now. Toot!
We also got this email in from... A, B, or C. Let's go with... This is from Zoosh. Said, "I found this and thought you might enjoy this." It's a clipping from something. Yoda worked for the Jedi for 900 years and got a swamp hut. Vader worked for the Sith and for 20 and got a Star Destroyer. It's good to be bad. One more. I gotta end on that. Better note. Let's see here. Oh, yes. This one. This is... I really wanted to show this one. And this will be more pictures that will be in the show notes. This came in from EPowerJ. It says, "I was in Columbus recently and I saw this. Photoshopped it." Actually, he used GIMP, so not actually Photoshop.
Oh, gosh.
Because he's not one of those crazy rich guys who has Photoshop.
Gosh.
This is a building in Columbus, Ohio, I assume. Ohio, unless he was talking about Columbus, not Ohio. That is the Beacon building in Columbus.
Rip some beacon on it.
Beacon!
The genius that he is, he did a quick... rubbing of some bacon on it and turn this into the
bacon.
Awesome building, the Bacon Building.
Bacon Building!
Yeah, so it looks pretty cool. That, if people had that on their building, it would be madness.
A popular building?
I think it should look like bacon.
Because it's popular like bacon.
That could kind of look like bacon. It's all brown and...
What kind of bacon have you been looking at?
It's called...
crispy.
Rock.
It's called brick.
Or marble. Stone. Bacon it's a rock. Grainy photo.
Bacon rocks. So,
I don't know what's happening right now.
No!
So, listeners, we'd like to hear your funny stories, funny stuff that happens to you, funny things that you see, funny bacon buildings, or anything like that. Please email us feedback at cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab over on the right side and record a message right from your computer. And now, I'm going to share a little bit of this. The section known as Noodles in the News.
Got shared with this.
What?
That's my exaggeration of my imitation of you.
Yeah.
Just now.
Noodles in the News is basically the section when I just
I knew that was share
interesting stuff.
Interesting stuff that may or may not have anything to do with noodles and may or may not have anything to do with news.
This came from device.com. A new weapon is in production.
I'm your background music.
It's a new kind of tank. And this is not the kind of tank you would want. To. Remember how once before I talked about how we could get away and do away with destructive weapons and just replace all weapons with bubbles? And it would be like a pride war where you drop bubble bombs on people and you shoot people with bubbles.
I think I probably put this out of my mind.
And people get embarrassed because they're shot with bubbles.
I think you have something there.
Yeah, well, someone...
A stupid idea? Yes, he does, dearie.
Someone, and it looks like maybe the Russians, leave it to the Russians to think of something like this, came up with a new idea. Oh, my. Just noticed something that's on this. Came up with a new idea... of a new kind of tank. Here's the description. War is a messy business at the best of times, but it could get even more foul if a Russian inventor's personal human waste extracting tank gets built. Or
waste extracting? That sounds painful. And uncalled for.
Or, actually, as the headline title says, poop firing tank is guaranteed to gross out the enemy.
Is it run by monkeys? Well, of course we're going to throw poo at him.
This will be used in the monkey war. I'm sure.
The monkey war?
Yeah. I mean, people talk about the eugenics war. What about the upcoming monkey war?
You didn't even notice. I said monkey.
Monkey. You monkey war. Get your point. Nope. I don't understand this. I think this is a bunch of crap.
See, there's even a nice little handy diagram.
That's so gross! Oh!
No!
Another thing, Noodles in the News. Now, this came from ePower J. This was an ad, or actually a couple ads, in a magazine that he was reading. And he says, here's what I found in my Popular Mechanics magazine. These two ads are across the page from each other. And it says, America needs an oil change, like no other flashlight in the world.
That's funny.
What? What?
You had to look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
Yeah, and I'll have this picture and the other ones in the
show
notes.
Dumb.
At cleancomedypodcast.com/125.
That's just
you understand,
silly.
Right?
I get it, but I think that's silly.
I used to go to a church where the music director there
needed an oil change.
Like no other flashlight in the world.
Or America.
The music director would say, sing like you've never sung before.
And everybody hold hands.
Ah! That's just, what it would sound like if you did that. Like you've never, ever sung.
Biggest house with hate that sound. Wow, I think I broke my headphones.
Wow. That was pretty awful.
You broke everything.
I can only hear out of one ear now. I'm serious.
Sitting here banging on his one headphone.
I broke my headphones.
Well, with that noise, I'm not really surprised.
So next time you're in church, sing like you've never sung before. I need to tip my head now so all the sound falls through to the other side so then it sounds a little bit more balanced.
Ugh.
But check out these pictures and more in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/125. Please remember to also vote for us or nominate us right now in the podcast awards. Go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards to find out exactly what you can do to support our podcast. And once the voting opens in November, it'll start on actually November 1st, then you can vote for us and whatever other favorite podcast you have that might be in that mix every single stinking day. You can vote for us
every stinking
until the voting
day.
Is closed. So watch for that. It'll be all of that will be over at podcastawards.com. But go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcastawards and you can learn exactly how to nominate us and our other podcasts for an award. You can also follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon.
That's P-H-L-E-G-O-N.
No, I don't want, I want people to work for it. I don't want to spell it for them anymore. I'm tired of spelling things out for people. People got to do the work. People got to want it. That's my general life philosophy right now.
You have to want to follow him.
That's right.
And if you don't want to follow him, then you know what? It's kind of, you get what you want and you get what you don't want. If you don't want to follow him, you probably don't follow him.
And I'm Jenny. Hello, buddy. And you can follow me at Twitter.
It's the Twitter for Sir Lancelot.
Twitter.com/Jenny's Nook or Snook, whichever you prefer.
And check out our website and previous podcast episodes that we've done that could be better or worse than this one over at cleancomedypodcast.com and show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/125. Next time life treats you like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. We've got podcasts about podcasting, podcasts that are personal productivity, popular people promotion podcast
thing
with Eric J. Fisher, and our Once Upon a Time podcast and more over at noodle.mx. And please remember to nominate us in the podcast awards.